Welcome to Business Over Coffee International Radio with Sherry Henley, your host. I am so happy to be with you today on this Wednesday, and I trust that you are having a great cup of coffee and enjoying your morning. Or if you're listening on demand, you will be learning. So we have a lot lined up for today's show on Business Over Coffee International, sponsored by Nashville NAVO, which is the National Association of Women Business Owners out of Nashville, Tennessee, Inside Info Marketing, and Sherry Henley Intelligence. Also, our guest today is Gordon Treadgold, speaker and author of FAST, Four Principles Every Business Needs to Achieve Success and Drive Results. We will talk about Digital Citizen University and events coming up, as well as the power of collaboration in business, and Come Into Your Own, the latest book that was released last week. So we will get around to a lot of information, but you definitely want to hear what Gordon Treadgold has to say. Inc. Magazine, top 100 leadership experts, and number one leadership expert to follow on Twitter. You can actually follow him at Gordon Treadgold. So stay right where you are. We will be right back with our guest.
iShareAgency.com, bringing experts together to enhance your global presence and professional production. From executive project management equipped with a full team to booking a keynote speaker, our experts are here to provide excellence in service. We work with you to book renowned speakers that best fit your event theme, make travel arrangements, and fine-tune details for you or your guest, and much more. And if that's not enough, you can also apply to become an iShare expert. Visit our agency for details at iShareAgency.com. Bring experts together.
Brenda Bynum. I'm a stay-at-home mom of two and wife of a Memphis fireman. I was introduced to Plexus 4 years ago by a friend on social media. Plexus has blessed our family more than we ever dreamed. When I joined Plexus, I needed to lose some baby weight and make just enough income to continue staying home with my babies. In 6 months, I had lost 30 pounds of baby weight and met my initial income goal. Some unexpected benefits of our natural products: better sleep, daily chocolate habit was gone, improved mood and energy throughout the day without the usual afternoon crash. Oh, and it cleared up the eczema that had been on my hands. What is Plexus? We are a health and wellness company that specializes in blood sugar regulation and gut health. We were number 8 in Inc. 500's list of the fastest growing privately owned companies in America and number 2 in the health category. Plexus truly has been an answered prayer for our family. Would you like to learn more about how Plexus can benefit you and your family? You can reach me by phone at 901-262-7141 or via Facebook at www.facebook.com/PlexusHealth4U. That's the number 4, the letter U. And you can also check out my website and order yours today if you'd like at www.PlexusHealth4U.com. That's the number 4, the letter U. So www.PlexusHealth4U.com.
Welcome back to Business Over Coffee International Radio. Sherry Henley. You can follow me at Sherry Henley, two R's and an I, on Twitter. And the hashtag for today's show is Together Strong, as always, because we believe that together we are stronger. Our guest today, Gordon Treadgold, has captured the holy grail of business success with his book. That is a quote, and the name of the book is FAST. That is an acronym, which we will break down with Gordon. Four principles every business needs to achieve success and drive results. And, Gordon, you have absolutely done that. I have searched you throughout Google, and I guess you could call me a Google stalker. I found you all over the place, and I followed you, and I am very impressed with what you have accomplished and the social proof that you have as to the success that you personally have brought on board, as well as I'm sure many clients. And then I have your book in my hand, and it is very intriguing. So welcome to Business Over Coffee International Radio.
Thank you for having me. Can I just make a point there? It was interesting you said you stalked me on Google. One of the reasons I started was because I was being interviewed for a job, and they said they would check you out on Google, and I searched Gordon Treadgold, and I'm bizarrely the only one in the world, and that space was empty, and I thought I'd better fill it quickly with some interesting stuff about me, and that's one of the reasons I got started.
Absolutely. So you grabbed your name, which is so important to claim your name, because someone else will get it if you don't. And so I've often said the first one on the best seat. So when Google Plus just started, people just kind of fluffed it off and said, oh, that's nothing. It's just another social platform. And I see that you have nearly 5,000 views on your Google Plus profile, not to mention what's going on on Twitter with you. So you have a lot going on. Tell us how you got the amount of Twitter followers that you have.
So how did I get them? Well, I actually started in Twitter because my son's a musician and I wanted to figure it out how to help him. But, you know, like many 20-year-olds, the last thing they want is their dad's help. So I decided to, and he's a beautiful musician, but he has about 500 followers. So I tried to figure it out, and what I found was that if you provide good, interesting content, then people will follow you, and you can follow people on Twitter, and they will follow you back as long as you're following the people who are interested in the same things that you are. So it was just, it's like many things. You have to figure out what it is you need to do, and then you just have to go out and do it diligently every single day. And that's pretty much what I did. There is no substitute for hard work. Everybody's trying to sell a silver bullet, but there is no silver bullet. I run marathons. There is no pill you can take that can get somebody who's fat and unfit, which is where I was, to run 26 miles on a given day. You have to start small and then just build up over time. And that's pretty much how I've done everything.
So you start where you are.
That's absolutely. Start where you are. Start with what you've got. And in my first book, Leadership is a Marathon, Not a Sprint, I talked about that in one of the chapters about no mananas and start right now. And, you know, my first run for the marathon training was 15 minutes, and I put it off because I wanted to go to the sports show and buy some new Nike trainers and some new shorts and everything. And then I just looked at myself in the mirror and said, for a 15-minute run, you could actually run that in your work clothes. You're just procrastinating. You're just putting off running. You're using whatever excuse you can dream up to just not start. So go and get whatever kit you've got. Let's put it on. The fact it's not good enough to run a marathon is irrelevant. It's good enough to start today. And as you say, start where you are with what you've got.
Great hashtag. In fact, you talk about that, about the best hashtags to use, how to know what to use. And we will get into that a little bit later, but I really want to focus on the book for the listeners, because we definitely want the listeners to go out and buy the book. So definitely follow us during this interview. Go to GordonTreadgold.com, and there you will find FAST, that's four principles every business needs to achieve success and drive results. And it's an acronym. It is FAS. So, Gordon, would you tell us what focus would mean to me or anyone listening?
So with FAST, you're right, it is an acronym. But it was one of those where I didn't come up with the word FAST and then try to figure out what FAS and T would be. I actually came up with the four principles and then tried to find a word that would fit with them. And when you've got FAS and T, FAST is the obvious choice for it. And what focus is, about what are you trying to do? What is your goal? What is your objective? What does success look like? And it's amazing the number of people who actually don't know what success looks like or what their overall goal is. They have a general idea, but if you don't have a specific idea, then you cannot put a specific plan in place to achieve it. I did a workshop with some entrepreneurs, and I asked a question, and one of the ladies put her hand up. You know, what is your financial goal for your business? And one of the people put their hand up, and I knew what she was going to say because I'd seen her answer that earlier. And she said, my goal is to make more money than last year. And I said to her, how much money did you make last year? And she said, I made $50,000. I said, brilliant. So you're happy making $50,001. And she said, no, I want to make a lot more money than that. So $60,000. No, much more than that. And I said, well, you have to know what that amount is, because if it's $100,000 and the products you're selling are $100 each, then you know you have to sell 1,000 of them. And if you don't know what the end result you're aiming for is, your chances of hitting it are low. You're relying on luck, and luck is not like hope. It's not a strategy.
Very interesting. One of the things that is really on the rise right now is the discovery-driven plan, meaning that a lot of the mobile businesses, the digital citizens, the digital strategy, you evolve with what's happening out there. So how do we do that as entrepreneurs and so forth, you know, ever evolving as people, as business owners and so forth, but yet we focus on a specific goal? So there is a fine line there and a balance that has to be definitely maintained. What would you say?
Okay, so for me, it's very, very simple. I ignore it.
You ignore it. Okay.
Do you want a little bit more information than that?
Yes, please.
So throughout history, in the naval business, ships have got better, ships have got faster, ships have got able to do much more. The one thing that hasn't changed is the destination they're aiming to. You need to know where you're going. And a lot of the things that we talk about, the tools, they're the how. So we need to set a destination, and then we can use whatever is the best how available to get to that destination. And if we actually get to that destination in half the time because of some, you know, wonderful invention that allows us to achieve more quicker, then that's great. Then we just set the next destination and the next bar. But we need to know where we are going. And too many people get tied up in the how and what's the best tool, and they don't focus on the destination. And we need to know where we're going and get that
very
crystal clear.
Point.
And then you'll understand which is the best how. And if you're figuring out the best how, then, it's very, very difficult.
So it's the difference between a plane, a car, a train. It doesn't matter how you get there. What matters is knowing where you're going.
Correct. You're based in Nashville?
Actually, we are based out of Memphis, Tennessee.
Oh, you're based in Mississippi. And so let's say you decided to go on a journey. If you start thinking about, should I take a plane, a train, a boat, or an aeroplane, that can take you a long time to think about, you know, assessing which is the best mode of transport. But if you don't know where you're going, then that choice might be incorrect. If you're going to Chicago from Mississippi, you know, a boat's not going to help you. You know, that's just
You're absolutely right.
And if you're only going 20 miles down the road, then just get in your car and go. If you're going to India, then you need to be thinking plane. So think about the destination. And too many people get wrapped up. And sometimes it's procrastination. What I find with a lot of people is they don't want to write their goals down. And there's a couple of reasons for that. Sometimes it's they're afraid to be too bold. So they would rather, you know, I don't want to make a million or whatever the number is. I'd like to, but I don't want to write it down. I'll see whether I can, you know, accidentally arrive at the number I want. Or they're worried that if they do write it down, then they're going to put a jinx on it. But if you don't know where you're going, then your chances of being successful. And for the majority of people, and I see this a lot, if you have a team and you can't write it down, then how can you communicate to them what you're doing and why the approach you're taking is important. If you've got a team and you tell them, we're going to travel from Mississippi to India, oh, by the way, we're going to go by car, they're looking and say, I don't think that's going to work. Whereas if you tell everybody, come on, everybody, let's get in the car, let's get in the car, go, 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 and you're driving, and after about 3 days, you just say, oh, by the way, I'm expecting us to get to India at some point too. And your team are just going to look at you and say, this isn't going to work. You should have mentioned this before. And there's research that shows that when you write your goals down, you are 42% more likely to hit them. And if you can't specify what your financial target is, then you can't benefit from that 42% increase in probability. And if you share your goals, that percentage of probability or that increase goes up to 78%. And if you can't articulate, I want to be a millionaire by the time I'm 55, then you can't share it with people. So we have
amazing.
We have to get specific about it. And then we can put a plan in place.
And then you can strategize with your team. So what you're saying is there's a certain percentage that once you write it down, and I was raised in a pastor's home, so I go back to the Bible that says, write the vision and make it plain so those who read it may run with it. I mean, it just falls right into that because it's so true that when you put it down on paper or digital, now we don't want to date ourselves for sure, but when you put it down and then you share it, then you have the power of collaboration in business, which is absolutely phenomenal because now you have increased by numbers and by mentality and by combining those thought leaders into one, and it makes sense to me.
You're absolutely right. You've got everybody pulling in the same direction because we all know where we're going. I did some work with a company, and I met with their executive team, and I asked them to all write down their goals and then share them with me because we were going to do a meeting on... I'd spoken on FAST at the company, and they liked it so much they invited me to come in and work with them. And I got them to write the goals, and they shared them with me. And as I read through, there were five different departments, and some of their goals were conflicting. So the first thing I did when we had the meeting was I said, guys, some of your goals are conflicting. And they said, really? Whose? And I said, well, yours and yours. Were you not aware of it? And they said, well, we haven't shared the goals with each other. And once we opened it up and we shared the goals, they had goals that were conflicting, goals that were irrelevant, and very few of them were actually 100% aligned. And we ended up, I said to them, you know, this isn't going to work because you're losing out on the benefits of collaboration. And they said to me, well, what would you suggest, that we have one goal that we all work towards? And I said, yeah. And if there was one goal, what would it be? And all five of them in unison said we would be in the top 50 companies in our sector. I was like, wow, where are you now? We're number 88. I was like, okay, does everybody know what they would need to do? And they all said yes. And two of them said, I'd actually have to stop doing three of the things I'm doing because they're counter to that goal. Counter to the goal of increasing your company from top 80 to top 50. So this is the power of getting all of that done. And one of the things I like about the acronym is that not only is FAST an acronym of the four components, but it's actually the result that you'll get because the change in performance by having everybody pulling in the same direction, you see results immediately. And it allows you to move things quicker, a lot. You know, you will achieve your goals faster when everybody's pulling in the same direction than if people are pulling in different directions or are stood there thinking, well, which way do I pull? Am I pushing or pulling? I don't know.
So strategic alignment is very important, and when you align with someone, you must make sure that your goals are in alignment as well. That's my takeaway.
Absolutely. And then the other aspect of focus, which is very key for entrepreneurs, is who's your customer? It's amazing the number of businesses who don't know who their customer is. And if you don't know who your customer is, how can you target the products towards them? How can you sell the benefits towards them? It's no good telling me that this product works for everybody because there's always going to be different products, different benefits for different sectors of this, you know, all-encompassing market that you can think of. And if you can't get specific, you can't position yourself to be better than the competition. You know, this jack of all trades products is not one that's going to serve you best. So you need to know what's the target, who's the customer. So for entrepreneurs, my two pieces of advice: figure out what your financial goal is and figure out who your customer are. And if you do those two things, you'll be significantly more successful, because that's what's holding a lot of companies back right now, especially small entrepreneurs.
You are listening to Business Over Coffee International with Sherry Henley, and we are speaking with author Gordon Treadgold, who is a speaker, leader, consultant, and author. Gordon Treadgold knows how to get results fast. The acronym is Focus, Accountability, Simplicity, and Transparency. That is FAST. Focus is what we just wrapped up on. Simply focusing on goals or specific tasks isn't enough to ensure success. What's more important is ensuring the right things are focused on and kept as priorities. So if you're just tuning in, make sure you listen to the last segment, because my takeaway is definitely know where you're going. Set your GPS and get there. Find the way to get there, the best route to get there. So we are going to break. We will be right back with Gordon Treadgold. You can actually follow him on Twitter by name. And also, today, you can follow me at Sherry Henley and use the hashtag TogetherStrong, because together we are stronger. Stay right where you are.
Thank you for listening to Business Over Coffee International. Join the conversation on Twitter at BOCoffee, hashtag TogetherStrong. Visit us on the web at BusinessOverCoffee.com, a global community bringing everyone together.
My name is Brenda Bynum. I'm a stay-at-home mom of two and wife of a Memphis fireman. I was introduced to Plexus 4 years ago by a friend on social media. Plexus has blessed our family more than we ever dreamed. When I joined Plexus, I needed to lose some baby weight and make just enough income to continue staying home with my babies. In 6 months, I had lost 30 pounds of baby weight and met my initial income goal. Some unexpected benefits of our natural products: better sleep, daily chocolate habit was gone, improved mood and energy throughout the day without the usual afternoon crash. Oh, and it cleared up the eczema that had been on my hands. What is Plexus? We are a health and wellness company that specializes in blood sugar regulation and gut health. We were number 8 in Inc. 500's list of the fastest growing privately owned companies in America, and number 2 in the health category. Plexus truly has been an answered prayer for our family. Would you like to learn more about how Plexus can benefit you and your family? You can reach me by phone at 901-262-7141 or via Facebook at www.facebook.com/PlexusHealth4U. That's the number 4, the letter U. And you can also check out my website and order yours today if you'd like at www.PlexusHealth4U.com. That's the number 4, the letter U. So www.PlexusHealth4U.com.
Thank you for listening to Business Over Coffee International Radio. You can download the app at Business Over Coffee and carry us in your pocket. You can also listen to Together Strong Thursday each Thursday on KWAM 990. That's KWAM 990 with Mary Beth Conley on The Mary Beth Conley Show. And I am the co-host, and you can listen globally as well as locally. For the global listeners, please go to kwam990.com, and there you will hear incredible interviews with thought leaders. And every Wednesday right here on Business Over Coffee International Radio, and we are now speaking with Gordon Treadgold. You can find him at Gordon Treadgold all over the internet. Remember, I'm the Google stalker who found him everywhere. However, you can go to his website, GordonTreadgold.com. Gordon Treadgold leads international companies and motivated individuals to succeed by providing clear, actionable steps that produce results quickly. And we have definitely heard that today. Heralded in Inc. magazine as one of the top 100 leadership and management experts and speakers, ranked number 2 on the top 15 most read leadership blogs, number 4 on the top 50 most socially shared leadership blogs, and having the distinction of being the number 1 leadership expert to follow on Twitter. That is amazing. So let's talk about that for just a moment, Gordon, before we go into the A of FAST, which is accountability. And let's talk about how you can really target your audience, as you told us as we were going to break. How can you do that through hashtags? And hashtags, of course, are no longer just tied to Twitter. They're across the board on social media platforms.
So there's two things you can do. One is you can use the hashtag, and there's a really great website, and it's called writetag.com, but it's spelled R-I-T-E-T-A-G, so not right as in right turn or correct, but right as in R-I-T-E, writetag.com, and in there you can actually go and look and see which hashtags are most popular, because a lot of time people are using hashtags that don't go anywhere. Hashtags are signposts. So for me, everything I do is hashtag leadership, 8 million potential viewers of that, and it also shows you how many tweets per hour in that, so you can see how much volume you need to put in to be seen. So you have to have the right hashtag. People who make up their own hashtags, that's the same as not hashtagging. I'm sorry to tell you that, but you need to be going to where people are looking. So if you're a social media expert, you should be looking at hashtag social media. If you're an author, then hashtag books or hashtag author. For me, it's leadership. You cannot just put Gordon, hashtag Gordon Treadgold books, because nobody's heard of that and nobody's searching for that. And the other way to build your audience is to follow people, and follow people that are interested in the same thing you are. If you're a country blues musician, then go and follow the people that are following Garth Brooks, because they're going to be interested in what you have to offer. So there's two different ways there of finding people that would be interested in what you have to offer. Follow people who follow people that do what you do, and then hashtag it specifically to the market that you want to aim for.
Correct. And so you can use a hashtag for your message, but you definitely need to include hashtags as in social media, leadership, those type of things. So
yep.
If you have a global brand like Together Strong, then that particular global brand, the emphasis for using that would be, number one, to brand your message, and number two would be that it's a global brand and you want it to start trending. However, you must include leadership, social media, digital
yep.
strategy, all those types of things in order to attract the audience. Am I correct?
Correct. You want to be tagging onto something that's trending. It's very difficult for people who are not world famous to actually get something that's trending. So grab onto the shirt tails of something that's popular and then ride that.
Absolutely. Great insight. Thank you so much for that tidbit, because now you're speaking my language. I love it. So now we're going back to the book. What is the FAST method? And that is an acronym, F-A-S-T. The second word is A, accountability. Actually, the second letter is A, and the word is accountability. Managing the effectiveness of teams and the processes and procedures that are taking place is key to experiencing optimal results. Take us there.
So accountability. So focus is about the what. Accountability is about the who. Who's going to do the work? How are we going to hold them accountable? And have you communicated to them clearly what the work is that they're going to be doing? And have you ensured that they've got the right tools and levels of authority and training to ensure that they're capable of doing the work? And if we get the right what and the right who, that allows us to then be effective and start to make progress. More often than not, things fail because the person that was asked to do the work didn't know what it was they were doing. Or sometimes they can sabotage it. If I go on a diet, if I don't tell my wife I'm going on a diet, even though I might not be looking to have her help me lose weight, I need to let her know, though, that she doesn't, when I come home, hasn't cooked me meatloaf and potatoes, and an apple pie dessert, because that's going to sabotage my diet. I love meatloaf. But yeah, so we need to let people know what their role in it is. Even if they're actually not going to contribute, we need to let them know so that they can't inadvertently sabotage it. And a lot of times things fail because people just didn't know it was their job, or they didn't have the right tools. And people, you cannot delegate accountability. People have to accept it. And they will only accept it if they feel that they have enough to get the job done. Now, if you come to me and say, oh, by the way, Gordon, you're accountable for making a world-class gourmet French meal, I can't accept the accountability for that because, one, I'm not a chef. Two, I'm not really sure what it is you're looking for me to cook, and I don't have the skills to just wing it. So I will never feel accountable for that. For that job. As much as you want to delegate accountability to me and make me accountable, I personally will not accept accountability. So we need to make sure that the people understand what their job is and that they have the right skills and training to do that job. And sometimes we might not have it 100%, and we might be saying to them, look, I know you don't have it, but at least give it a go. And if they say, okay, I'll give it my best shot, then they've accepted accountability. And it's a completely different ball game. When people accept accountability, they take ownership, they feel empowered, and you start to see great results. And another thing with accountability is leadership defines culture, and accountability starts with us. Excuse me. If we don't accept accountability, if we don't start to make commitments and meet commitments, why the hell should our teams feel obliged to do the same? So it starts with us. And even for entrepreneurs, even if you're a solopreneur and you don't have any staff, when you're dealing with suppliers, the way you deal with suppliers can actually influence their accountability. If you tell them that you're going to call at 12 o'clock, call at 12 o'clock. If you're going to make a payment on such a day, make sure that your payments are made, because people are watching how you act. And they'll model your behavior quite often. And if you don't act in an accountable way, then why should they?
Absolutely. Let's take that to communications. As you know, we are overwhelmed with communication technology today, and some people can get on overload. And I'm sure you have hundreds of emails coming in and Twitter followers and favorites and retweets, and all of these things are happening throughout the day. So if you are a solopreneur and the accountability for, let's say, an email. Someone sends you something, you need to reply. I know what I would do, but I'd like to get your take. If you're in a meeting all day, you do not have a staff to cover that, what would you do in that situation?
So I think we have to be very clear, and I think what we can do is within email, there's lots of tools that you can use, and you can send an autoresponder, and that autoresponder could be, I'm in a meeting all day, I'll get back to you within the next 24 hours. So at least people know what to expect. You set an expectation. So there's those kind of things you can do. And if you have to respond to them, then you need to set a time in your diary to be able to go and do that. And if you sell people and you don't respond within 24 hours, then do so. Don't let it drift to 25, 26 hours.
Absolutely. In fact, on the weekends, a lot of times people who are building their business, they tend to answer emails on the weekend. I have to be, you know, I do that sometimes. But if you really want to take a break and you want to go on vacation or have time with your family, then you could set up an autoresponder stating, you know, the office is closed for the weekend, we will return your emails first thing on Monday morning, or you could have someone assigned to manage those emails. What would you suggest in that situation?
I would suggest you could do both, but I think you need to have a strategy. I mean, the 7-Eleven at the corner of my street, I know not to go at 7:15 or 11:10 because they're not open. They've communicated to me when they're available, and they've been very clear about that. You know, it's a 7-Eleven, and people accept these kind of things. But if you don't give clear direction, then they, you know, I would feel free to go. You know, if that store stayed open until 11:30 one night, I would expect to be able to go at 11:30 every night or any night to be able to get that. And if they're closed one night, I'm going to be disappointed. So I think we need to set clear expectations. And you have that option to, if you can afford an assistant to manage your mails, then do that, and or set the autoresponder. And one of the things with the emails is that how many of your emails actually do you respond to? You know, when I worked in corporate, I had an assistant who did a fantastic job, and I would get 200 to 300 emails a day. Some were just informative. Some I was copied on, and it didn't really matter whether I read that email or not. And quite often, an assistant, even a virtual assistant, could just go through, weed them out, and then it comes back to focus. They're telling you, these are the 10 emails that you need to deal with. So you could put somebody in place to do that, and it takes a while to get them up to speed to do that, but you know, rather than having to wade through 300 emails, you just focus on the 10 that you need to deal with immediately. So those would be the two strategies that I would use.
That is a great takeaway. So manage expectations is my takeaway on that particular segment. And moving into more of a humanized conversation, the human side of you, I must say, I love your accent.
Thank you.
Now, tell us where you're from and where the accent comes from.
So I'm English, but I'm from the north of England, Yorkshire. And for any of your listeners who've seen the movie The Full Monty, which was shot in Sheffield, I live about 20 miles from Sheffield in a town called Leeds. And if any of your listeners watch Game of Thrones, a lot of the people in that series who live in the north, they also have Yorkshire accents, a lot of Yorkshire actors from that region.
So Downton Abbey, does that mean anything to you?
I'm aware of the show. I haven't seen it. I did go to a fantastic restaurant in Dallas last week, which has a Downton Abbey theme. The French Room in Dallas, which was excellent. If anybody's there, I would recommend that. But I think I'm not sure where Downton Abbey is. It's not an abbey name that I'm familiar with from Yorkshire.
Well, that is very interesting. And you now reside in Florida, correct?
I do. I live in Delray Beach, Florida. I lived in the UK until I was about 12 years ago. Then we lived in Holland for 3 years. Then we lived in Prague in the Czech Republic, which was beautiful. Then Arizona, Scottsdale for 3 years, which was nice. Germany for 6 years, and now we've moved to Florida.
And what brought you here?
Well, living in Germany, I speak fluent French, which tells me that my German isn't that good. So to speak, you really need to be able to speak in German if you want to have a speaking career. So the options for me were to move back to the UK, and which would mean London, or to the US. And my wife and I both like warm weather. We looked at, I think it was in December when we made the decision, and there was like 6 inches of snow in London, and the temperature in Florida was 79 degrees and blue sky, and we thought about that long and hard and got on a plane to Florida.
Yes, absolutely. I'm very familiar with Florida. Both of my children were born there in Sarasota, and I also have a great author that has been on Business Over Coffee International Radio several times, and that is Bob Berg, who lives there.
Oh, I know,
Florida.
Yeah, I've met
as well.
Bob. I live about 30 minutes from Bob.
Oh, fantastic. Well, are definitely in good company, both of you.
Well, and John Maxwell lives up there, and Tony Robbins. So there's a lot of leadership experts in and around the Florida area.
Absolutely. So one thing I would like to say is that you must have some sense of where I am speaking from, because I said we are based out of Memphis, Tennessee, and you misunderstood me and said we're based out of Mississippi. Well, I will say that our second office is in Mississippi, and I am sitting in Mississippi right now. So you did get that part right. I am a Mississippi girl. So,
but when I read the thing, I thought you said Tennessee. But I did think you said Mississippi.
Yes. So you just must have some sense. So we are now going to move back into the interview about the book, but I wanted to get to know you a bit and also have the audience and listeners get to know you as well. For those of you who are listening, go to GordonTredgold.com and definitely grab your book, Fast, 4 Principles Every Business Needs to Achieve Success and Drive Results. We are coming back after break to talk about the third letter in the acronym for FAST. That is simplicity. Stay right where you are.
iShareAgency.com, bringing experts together to enhance your global presence and professional production. From executive project management equipped with a full team to booking a keynote speaker, our experts are here to provide excellence in service. We work with you to book renowned speakers that best fit your event theme, make travel arrangements, and fine-tune details for you or your guest, and much more. And if that's not enough, you can also apply to become an iShare expert. Visit our agency for details at iShareAgency.com, bringing experts together.
Brenda Bynum. I'm a stay-at-home mom of two and wife of a Memphis fireman. I was introduced to Plexus 4 years ago by a friend on social media. Plexus has blessed our family more than we ever dreamed. When I joined Plexus, I needed to lose some baby weight and make just enough income to continue staying home with my babies. In 6 months, I had lost 30 pounds of baby weight and met my initial income goal. Some unexpected benefits of our natural products: better sleep, daily chocolate habit was gone, improved mood and energy throughout the day without the usual afternoon crash. Oh, and it cleared up the eczema that had been on my hands. What is Plexus? We are a health and wellness company that specializes in blood sugar regulation and gut health. We were number 8 in Inc. 500's list of the fastest growing privately owned companies in America and number 2 in the health category. Plexus truly has been an answered prayer for our family. Would you like to learn more about how Plexus can benefit you and your family? You can reach me by phone at 901-262-7141 or via Facebook at www.facebook.com/PlexusHealth4U. That's the number 4, the letter U. And you can also check out my website and order yours today if you'd like at www.PlexusHealth4U.com. That's the number 4, the letter U. So www.PlexusHealth4U.com.
Welcome back to Business Over Coffee International Radio with Sherry Henley, your host for today. You can find me online, sherryhenley.com, two R's and an I, and you can follow our guest, Gordon Treadgold, on Twitter. He is one of the top leading experts that you will follow, and I definitely suggest that he is the best. So now we're going back to what is the FAST method. That is FAST, F-A-S-T, an acronym. The next word is simplicity. Gordon, take us there.
So focus is about the what, accountability is about the who, simplicity is about the how. And we need to keep things as simple as possible. We have a natural tendency to overcomplicate things, and we need to work really hard to try and avoid that. Now, one of the challenges with simplicity is that simple doesn't always mean the same as easy, and we have to find the simplest solution, which still might result in the task being difficult and not easy. But in my experience, people are not afraid of hard work. They're afraid of failure. And if we overcomplicate things, it makes it difficult for people to focus on it and also to understand what is their role in doing it. And then that leads to doubt. Doubt leads to an erosion of confidence. And when we're not confident, we fail. So we have to keep things as simple as possible. And we have to communicate it and explain it simply so people know what they have to do and how they can be successful. And when you do that, people will pick things up and they will run with it. And it's amazing when you see that happen. Like the example I gave earlier when the company I worked with, all of the senior executives, they all had multiple business goals. But once we started coming up with one goal, which was put their business into the top 50, which is, it's a simple goal to understand, maybe difficult to achieve, but they all knew what they needed to do that, and it motivated them. It was an inspiring goal. So we need to keep things simple.
Absolutely. In fact, speak in layman's terms. So, for instance, when I go to the doctor and he says a certain word and I say, can you please explain what that means? So we should actually speak in the language that anyone could understand.
Absolutely. Einstein says if you can't explain it simply enough, you don't understand it. So when you're dealing with experts, accountants, lawyers, doctors, IT, I worked in IT for 25 years and worked with a lot of people that worked in very complex areas. But if they couldn't explain it to me, because I'm pretty smart, if you can't explain it to me in a way that I can understand it, then you don't understand it. And if people question that, just remind them that Einstein had an IQ of 160, and he said if you can't explain it simply enough, then you don't understand it. So make sure people explain things to you in a way that you can understand.
So you talk about taking measure of the effectiveness of how. How does someone do that?
Well, that comes under transparency. You know, the effective... One of the questions I get asked a lot is, what's the difference between effectiveness and efficiency? And efficiency is when your car's stuck in the mud and the power from the engine gets to the wheel and the wheel spins like crazy. Effectiveness is when that tire grips and moves your car forward. So in order to measure effectiveness, we need to understand, you know, coming back to what we were saying earlier, what our goal is, and we can actually see ourselves progressing towards it. And if we're not progressing towards the goal, we're not being effective. If my goal is to lose 10 pounds in 10 weeks, then I need to measure myself, weigh myself every single day. And if my weight isn't going down, then my diet is not effective. Maybe I need to skip one of the three donuts I'm having for breakfast in order to start making the right improvements.
So it's a process of elimination if it's actually not working, the actual strategy you have put in place. And
correct.
As a speaker, as a keynote speaker, how would you describe effectiveness when you are actually affecting people's lives or not?
That's a great question. I think what we have to do is sometimes when we're, as a speaker, when we're, and as a coach, when we're giving people information, if you don't see their eyes light up and see the aha moment, then we haven't given them enough information or inspired them to think, okay, I can do this. So that's the first thing we need to be looking at. You know, get the feedback, get the transparency into what's their view on it. So if you don't see people's eyes light up and they start to get excited and they get an aha moment, then the communication's not working. Once you've got the communication working, then you have to put a measurement in place and start to track performance towards that goal. And if the people you coach or you speak to don't start to achieve goals, then you're not being effective.
So effectiveness is actually how you have imparted that information to someone so that they alone can take it and run with it, correct?
I would say true effectiveness is moving towards the goal. So a football team, I'm a big football fan, it doesn't matter how effective, how nicely your team plays, at the end of the first half, if points scored is zero, you haven't been effective.
Uh-huh.
Because the goal's to win. Yeah, the goal's to win. At the end of the game,
correct,
when you scored zero and the opposition scored 28, it doesn't matter if you've completed 29 of 30 passes, if you've run for 200 yards, because the goal of the game, it's not about who has the most possession, who completes the most passes, who runs the most yards, it's who scores the most points. And effectiveness is the ticking over of the scoreboard. And if that scoreboard ain't ticking over, then you are not being effective. And efficiency is how quickly that scoreboard ticks over for the amount of effort you put in. So if you do 10 passes and score 10 touchdowns, you're highly effective and highly efficient.
We are going to talk about your coaching. That's coming
cool.
up, so I definitely want to get into that. Tell us more.
So for me, coaching is... There's two things that go into coaching. There's telling people what to do and how to do. And too often people are paying a lot of money for the what, but the real pay dirt comes with the how. if you can tell people how they can be successful and not how I was successful. Now, I started taking marathon running up at the age of 52. It takes me 5 hours to run a marathon. I don't need the world record holder to tell me how he ran the marathon in 2 hours. That's not going to work for me. I'm too old, I'm too fat, I'm too unfit, I'm never going to run. I'm never going to be able to run a marathon in 2 hours. I need somebody who can look at me and think, yeah, you're going to run it in between 4.5 and 5 hours, and this is what you need to do, and this will work for you. Because when you do that, I'm going to believe it, and that belief is what that belief is what inspires me to start. Motivation's what keeps us going. Inspiration is what gets us started. And as coaches, we need to be looking to inspire people by showing them how they can be successful. Not how we were successful, how they can be successful. And too many coaches don't do that. They focus on, this is how I made my first billion in a week and a half. Okay, that's interesting, but you know, how does that relate to me?
Correct. And let's talk about that relationship between the coach and the client and how that it works both ways. A lot of times the scenario would be that the client hires someone who's an expert to build the website. And they think, oh, good, I got that off my plate. Now my website can be built. Yet they do not understand that they are accountable to provide that information to the person that is building the website. So let's talk about that a moment, about the accountability on both sides.
So I'll take an even simpler example, because it's one I've used in when I've worked with entrepreneurs, and that is with a graphic designer. You want a logo. If you just say to a graphic designer, by the way, I want a logo, what are they going to come back with? You're putting them in a position where they're going to play fetch or rock. You have to tell them, you know, these are the colours that I think about. You know, I think red's a good colour for me. My business is this. I want to help people. I'm focused on certain areas. You have to give them all of the ingredients, and then they will bake that cake for you. You cannot just say, oh, I want a logo, and expect it to be something that's appropriate and fitting to you. It requires your input. You can't just hope that it's going to work. It's not like you're going to a restaurant and saying to the chef, just bring me your special. That'll be fine. It
speaks to establishing your voice, which you have done very well online, establishing your voice. And let's talk about that for just a moment, and then we're going into transparency, which is the last letter of the acronym for FAST. When you started on the internet, most of the time it's the younger people, and I'm definitely not speaking about myself. I think the two of us are in the same league when it comes to age, but the younger people are the ones that are really on the rise and so forth, and sometimes people our age and older have trouble grasping the fact that the global education and all the things that are available to us, readily available to us online, are just too overwhelming or they're not useful. So tell us how you overcame that thought, or if you ever had it.
So I was fortunate in that I started my career in IT. So I've been involved in computers for 20, 30 years. And a lot of the tools, I was involved in how we could use it in business, but also as well, because I traveled a lot, I was divorced and I had 3 children, and I would keep in touch with them over social media. So I became a big user of social media, and I was also familiar with it for business and what it could and couldn't do. But I just want to come back a little bit and cover a point that you made, which I think is relevant. And this is what you said, was people are overwhelmed. And what I find is when people are overwhelmed, it's not because they have too much work to do. It's because they do not know where to start. So we end up not starting anything, and starting is the first step to being successful. So when I decided I wanted to, you know, I Googled myself and I found there was nothing under my name other than a couple of white pages, phone numbers and that kind of stuff, and I wanted to start writing, I was... I immediately thought I'll write a book, and then I realized I didn't know how to write a book or what it would entail. So I just thought, okay, I'm just going to start simply. I'm just going to write 500-word articles, and I'll do that every single day. I'll be persistent and consistent about doing that. And it was that start. Just pick something and start doing it. And you'll figure out quickly enough whether that thing's a good thing or a wrong thing. If it's the wrong thing, then start something else. But we have to start somewhere. And that's how I created the voice. I started this journey 3 years ago, complete unknown. As I say, if you Googled me, you could find out two previous addresses and two previous phone numbers. And I'd spoken at a conference on software testing in 1997. That was about it. But within 3 years, I've now written 800 articles. Because I started small, writing an article every single day. And I was writing about five to six articles a week. But over time, that builds up quickly. And after 3 years, absolutely, 800 articles on leadership is a huge, huge body of work. And then I started building the following slowly as well. And now I have 400,000 people with 800 articles, which gives me a significant presence. There's no such thing as an overnight success. You know, Frank Sinatra played his first concert to three people, maybe his second concert to five, and it was, you know, performing over and over four or five times a week over a period that then got him noticed and allowed him to build a global following. But everybody starts with their first article. And as I say, it might just be 500 words. And I think 10 people read my first article. Or it might even not have been that number. I think within about a week, I shared it with everybody I knew. And when I got to 10 people reading it, I was like dancing around the room thinking, wow, yeah, this is great. I never dreamed that
that's
it would get 400,000.
So my takeaway from that, and I would love to get the viewpoint of the audience as well, so make sure that you are tweeting your viewpoint at Gordon Treadgold as well as at VO Coffee, hashtag Together Strong, hashtag Leadership. My takeaway from that is that you were very consistent. You decided to write every day. So if someone says, well, I'm not going to write every day, but I'm going to write once a month, would that work as well as long as they are consistent with that?
Yeah, but it would take them 30 times as long to achieve what I achieved. Because you're going to get to 30, you're going to get to 800 articles by the time, you know, I'm writing 20 a month, you're writing one a month. You know,
there you go. So it's the strategy.
Every degree in mathematics, but that maths is pretty simple. But there is a shortcut that people can take, and I love shortcuts because for things like fast, if you want to break the 100-meter world record, find a shortcut that nobody else knows about that's legal, of course. And one of the things that people can do is they can actually start looking to try and write for major publications. Huffington Post prints 8,000 articles, I think it's either a week or a month. That's an awful lot of content. So you can actually try and build your own following, or you could try and write where there is a following already, and if you write articles there, it can allow you to move quickly forward. I have a great friend, Kimanzi Constable. That's the approach that he recommends, and you know, gets people to write in Entrepreneur, Addicted to Success. There's tons of publications that you can put yourself forward for. I would recommend writing on your own blog to start with and getting a feel for it and understanding the style, but that is another route you can go down. Use somebody else's following.
Great nugget. We will be right back. We are going to wrap up with transparency, so definitely stay where you are. We're going to break. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to Business Over Coffee International. Join the conversation on Twitter at BOCoffee, hashtag TogetherStrong. Visit us on the web at businessovercoffee.com, a global community bringing everyone together.
name is Brenda Bynum. I'm a stay-at-home mom of two and wife of a Memphis fireman. I was introduced to Plexus 4 years ago by a friend on social media. Plexus has blessed our family more than we ever dreamed. When I joined Plexus, I needed to lose some baby weight and make just enough income to continue staying home with my babies. In 6 months, I had lost 30 pounds of baby weight and met my initial income goal. Some unexpected benefits of our natural products: better sleep, daily chocolate habit was gone, improved mood and energy throughout the day without the usual afternoon crash. Oh, and it cleared up the eczema that had been on my hands. What is Plexus? We are a health and wellness company that specializes in blood sugar regulation and gut health. We were number 8 in Inc. 500's list of the fastest growing privately owned companies in America and number 2 in the health category. Plexus truly has been an answered prayer for our family. Would you like to learn more about how Plexus can benefit you and your family? You can reach me by phone at 901-262-7141 or via Facebook at www.facebook.com/plexushealth4u. That's the number 4, the letter U. And you can also check out my website and order yours today if you'd like at www.plexushealth4u.com. That's the number 4, the letter U. So www.plexushealth4u.com.
What is the FAST method with Gordon Treadgold? So we are now wrapping up. We have about 60 seconds to wrap up on transparency. So you definitely need to grab the book. Go to GordonTreadgold.com and purchase your book, FAST, 4 Principles Every Business Needs to Achieve Success and Drive Results. So back to you, Gordon. Tell us about transparency.
So focus is about the what's. Accountability is a who, simplicity is a how, transparency is about how far do we have to go, how far have we gone, and how much further do we have to go in order to be successful. And if you don't know that, then you're running a race blindfold, and after 2 minutes you don't know where the opposition is, you don't know where the finishing line is, you don't know where you are, and yet somehow you think you're going to win. No chance. So we have to build a GPS where we plot out what we believe the success is going to be. If you're going to lose 10 pounds in 10 weeks, then you should be able to figure out that after 5 weeks you've lost 5 pounds. So plot that on a graph and then track your performance against it. Get visibility into what needs to be done and how you are doing. And when you do that, you get that benefit from what Peter Drucker says, as if we measure it, then we can improve it and be successful. So we have to have transparency, and it's the last piece of the puzzle that's going to drive you to success.
Now, for the listeners, did you see how simple that was? You made it very simplistic for us. And so, Gordon, let me ask, how could someone set up coaching with you to where they're your client and maybe they're global? I'm sure you offer global coaching as well as local to Florida where you are. Tell us about that.
Yeah, I do. I have a Skype session with a client this afternoon. So people can, if they're local to Florida, we can do face-to-face coaching. Or if we are international, then we can do it via Skype. They just need to email me at gordon@leadership-principles.com. And my style of coaching is a lot different to other people's. What I don't necessarily do is I don't sign people up into coaching programs. I give you the coaching that you need. I coached one young lady. We had 1 2-hour session, and 6 weeks later, she had when she spoke to me, she had 11,000 words written for a book she wanted to finish. After a 2-hour coaching session, she had a plan that allowed her to get that book finished in 40 days and into the hands of a publisher, and that book's now being published. And we did that with a 2-hour session. So I'm not somebody who wants to get you up to a 12-month program and I'll see you every week for a year. I look to see what we can do right now to give you the plan for you to be successful. And then you can, if you want to keep in touch with me and have me coaching you and moving you along, great. If you want to just say, thanks, I've got this, which is that's where I get my buzz, when people give you that look in the eye and they think, I've got this, and it's like, okay, go do it. I'm great with that as well.
Fantastic. Thank you so much for joining us today. Gordon Treadgold, you can find him everywhere online, and definitely follow him on Twitter and visit the website, GordonTreadgold.com. Gordon, it's been a pleasure.
And I have one last thing to say, and that is I'm very, very passionate about fast, and I want to share this globally. I set up a fast Kickstarter campaign on kickstart.com. Go on there, and if you see something you like, support me and back me, and that would be fantastic.
Absolutely, and that can be found through your website, correct?
No, you have to go on to kickstarter.com and then just search for fast.
I only set it up yesterday. Yes, I know. I saw it. It's all over the web. So definitely sponsor this particular book and the curriculum for this book, FAST. It is outstanding. You can find it on Kickstarter so that you can actually be a liaison of the message. Thank you again, Gordon, for joining us here on Business Over Coffee International Radio.
It was my pleasure.
For sure. You're welcome back anytime. And now that's a great segue into talking about a book. The latest book that was released is Coming to Your Own, A 31-Day Experience. And my name is not on the front of it. Why? Because this is your book. This is for you to walk through a 31-day journey and discover much about yourself. How to come into your own is a discovery process with many moving parts, allowing these parts to move in sync and strategically carry out the evolutionary process of embracing oneself for better or for worse is a journey. The operative words are thoughts, deeds, actions that move you toward or away from owning many aspects of your life, property, feelings, relationships, spirituality, or your business. You ultimately decide the direction your actions will lead. Coming to Your Own will walk you through a 31-day experience based on a holistic philosophy of taking ownership of one's past and present to gain focus for the future. So I encourage you to go to sherryhenley.com, click on author, and there you will find the book Coming to Your Own, A 31-Day Experience. Grab it off of Amazon and write me. Let me know your thoughts or your questions. You can find me online at Sherry Henley, two R's and an I. And the takeaway for that book is you have your own notes. Now, let's talk a moment just about the upcoming events. We have Digital Citizen University that's coming up on October 8th. That is a global class for students who want to engage online digitally with a certification coursework, as well as many other things. On October 8th, we have What You Need to Know to Become an Online Influencer with Dawn Raquel Jensen, who is also out of Florida. And then on October 22nd, 2015, From Sluggish to Sensational in Sales with Donna Smith-Bellinger, who is out of Chicago. So I encourage you to visit digitalcitizenuniversity.com and claim your spot for the class. It is a one-hour class, and I highly encourage you to attend. So we are wrapping up today. I encourage you to listen every Wednesday right here, 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. Central Standard Time, or you can listen on demand. We have many archived interviews that you can listen to and learn from the thought leaders and experts from around the world. We are bringing everyone together for more connections, collaboration, exposure, and business. And we want to connect with you. Share your viewpoints at VO Coffee, hashtag TogetherStrong. And for today's show, hashtag leadership. And follow our guest at Gordon Treadgold. God bless you.